Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, oh, man, I almost missed that. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday, all right. It's also the 25th day of September, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation if you'd like to call in. The number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And haven't been outside, but it seems to be a pretty nice fall day. 74 degrees ain't bad. I ain't complaining. Let's see what we're going to look at. We have our first, the hero story, of course. Cops threatened to carry out mass shooting, not red flagged, and not arrested. And we'll hit that as soon as we come back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Before we jump into our hero article, I mean, everybody knows it's made the news. They released the contents of the conversation between Herr Trump and the Ukrainian president. And this is shut down the news. I mean, this is done on purpose. They're preparing for a war over there in the Middle East. The false flag attack on the Saudi Arabian, the people who, if there was a bombing and there was terrorists, which there wasn't, but the passport they found, when they said who the terrorists were, they said they were 15 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians. So of course we're going to go to war. We're going to have to strike Iran, and that's what they're planning. And they're keeping their eyes off that goddamn border where they're still pouring across. In hordes, no matter. I mean, we've got an article coming up that talks about it, talks about that, and of course, this whole investigation nation kind of shit. You know, when things get bad, you can tell they've the new propagandists, the international propagandists who have come in and found this such a fucking mess, that they're about to get all of their agents in this country shot the fuck out of here, and the people are about to take this place over. They're in a new world order. Ain't just happening like they planned it. So this will be a prolonged thing. They'll throw it out there. They've already thrown it out there, and they showed the contents. And of course, there's one side says, "Well, this is completely exonerated." And even the Ukrainian president, all or nothing in there. And then you got the other side, yes, this is the smoking gun and all this goofy shit. And people tell me, what does it have one little iota to do with what you and I are going through? Nothing. The only thing that pissed that I got, the only question I got is, what the fuck are you doing giving my money to the fucking Ukrainians? Oh, it was international shit. We're not an international fucking corporation. We were supposed to be a republic. But this proves the international corporation. This proves that they're taking, you know, the only money that was ever supposed to be allotted by tax was for a direct purpose here in the United States. Anyway, I mean, goddamn, how much of the wealth of this country has been just handed over to other fucking countries, taken from we the people without due process of law, and just handed to other fucking countries? And then, I mean, when they started their NATO and their United Nations and, you know, all this fucking horseshit, this international corporate fucking mafia bullshit. It was, we're the richest country on planet Earth, so who are they coming to milk? I mean, we had 5.5 trillion of our great grandfathers and our grandfathers' money stolen, to build a nuclear arsenal to ensure that there wasn't this fucking insanity, this goddamn drama. It's like a dysfunctional family. It's always somebody pissing and doing it this and this and pushing that one. I'm down. Oh, we'll send them some. We're gonna send them some missiles so they can kill some people. Just like in the Middle East. They talk about, oh, they hit that Saudi plant. They hit the Saudi oil, and that's gonna hurt oil. The oil movement across the globe, and all this fucking horse shit. Who sent the? I mean, what about the Yemenis? The Yemenis who were unfortunate enough to find out that they were sitting on a fortune in oil. And so now they're under attack by Saudi Arabia. And they're being killed. And they talk about the munitions found over there, you know, on with the attack on the oil facilities. It was, she approves it because it was Iranian. Really? And I guess we're responsible for everything that Iraq did, because all of those goddamn gas canisters had USA on them. A lot of the gas canisters in Syria had USA written right on them. This is all a smokescreen. They have figured, I mean, it served a lot of purposes. What they're doing is right now they're trying to reorganize, because they tried that. I mean, they stepped in to where these think tanks had fucked everything up, and they tried to put a strategy of putting, and they found out, man, fucking, these aren't the people that they told us we're dealing with either. So, I mean, here's your excuse for Trump to back out of his gun control. Don't you forget that son of a bitch said after that phony last false flag in El Paso, Texas, and I think it was Ohio. He said red flag laws at a federal level and universal background checks. And he was going to go make these deals with his enemy, the Democrats, to get these further infringements, open confiscations, what it is. And we told you, you know, we were at it yesterday. They've put the brakes on it, but the money's still going to be pumped to the states from the federal. These are federal dollars in violation of the whole goddamn Bill of Rights. But they're going to pump federal dollars into the states that have already made the confiscation laws to assist them. And then the people, I mean, they were called on that. So this is just like a freeze, a stop. Nobody's going to fucking jail. Because all of this is being done in the fucking fiduciary system. In their system. In their courts. In their hearings. You know, it's not hearings. These are committee hearings. Okay, they're going to have a lot of committee hearings. They're talking about impeaching Trump. And what a fucking crock of shit. I heard, Katie said this morning, she'd like to see it just for the fun of it. But no, what I want to see is that the crimes against the people that have resulted in these fiduciary fucking crimes, this is going against their own policy. See, the only thing they ever had authority to do is write policy on how they were going to take that little bit of power and money that we allotted to a federal government and use it in a way that would not violate our rights. You know, if he's impeached, it don't mean shit. Because it has to go to the Senate, does the so-called prosecuting. And the prosecuting equates to, even if there was, the Senate was of a mind to do it, if it, just removing him. After he's removed, you look it up. If he was, is, then comes the crime, prosecution for crimes committed. There isn't like no jail sentence for, I mean, for fucking the treason and espionage and all the shit that these people do. They never make it out of the fiduciary because the courts that are supposed to prosecute them don't exist no more. They're called the common law courts of the people, the true authority of the country. So there's, so like I said, we'll mention it now and again, where, hey, this is what they're covering up. This is what's going on. I mean, how many little children today are going to be hit in Yemen with U.S. drones, you know, the dropping phosphorus bombs. I think about a little kid dying just in the goddamn misery of being burned by phosphorus. That's what's really going on. This is a reset. Trump has already fucking been, you know, anointed that he's done such a wonderful job for the fucking international corporate mafia, filthy 1% rich, that if you think you're getting rid of his ass anyway, I mean, that he's going to, I mean, it doesn't matter anyway. There's none of it's legal. It's so hard to talk about because it's an unlawful fucking organization worldwide.
Well, Henry, I understand it's a dog and pony show, like number one said, but I still want to see him go down the tube. And I know it's all a farce. I know that. I totally know that.
He's not going to go down the tube, though, Katie.
I know. I just for my sister, I want her to be impeached. I know, it's terrible.
For your sister, anyway. I will root for that. Oh,
what's
my
that?
God. I said, for your sister, I will root for that.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, mercy. Anyway, we're going to get to our hero of the day. Cops threatened to carry out mass shootings, not red flagged, and not arrested. This is from Free Thought Project, and it was sent in by Misty. And this is some of the work of these new propagandists. People don't. I mean, you got to look for it a little harder because they're better at what they fucking do. I mean, they're the professionals. Since the tragic shooting in El Paso, Texas, in which a deranged gunman murdered 22 people, no, he didn't. That was a fucking false flag. Inside a Walmart, law enforcement have been making dozens of arrests. These arrests consist of people who have been threatening to carry out mass killings. One person, however, recently threatened to carry out a mass shooting twice, and he has yet to be arrested. His occupation is a police officer. Now, see, this, the other think tanks tried the same techniques, only just not in such an educated way. Because now we're going to discuss what rather, hey, them red, they should be exposed to the red flag laws, too, just because they're cops. They don't have to be arrested if they make threats or if they use, you know, their freedom of speech. I mean, saying something and doing something. I mean, you could use the fact that you said it as intent if you actually went through with it. You could say it was premeditated. You could use it in that sense, but you can't just arrest for somebody for saying something. You start down that goddamn road and you're talking about thought control. But see this first, paragraph here. What are we talking about? Oh, they weren't arrested, the cops. They arrested all the other people. Why aren't they arresting the cops for the red flag laws? Well, how about this? There can't be no goddamn red flag laws. There cannot be no arrest for saying something. You actually have to do something. You have to commit an act. You can sit there and fucking say it all fucking day long. It's a part of that first article right. And then when they started with that yelling fire in the theater bullshit, I mean, but that was already passed 1869. It was already plugged in so they could fucking come and they could go to the supreme fucking traitors, the fucking unelected fucking, well, the courts, yeah, the unelected fucking true rulers of this fucking country, the communist Supreme Court, said you can't yell fire in a theater. Well, yeah, you can. If nobody's hurt, there's no one to file a complaint. Now, is there? If somebody is damaged, they can file a complaint against you. But if nothing happened, if no one is hurt, I mean, just saying it. You see, there has to be a victim. That's their problem. They want to be back like in the old days, back in old England, where they just, you know, just an allegation. Well, that's from Sir Fuck-Fuck over there. Sir, fuck, against this commoner. Well, the commoner, of course, is guilty. He can't prove his innocence. To the satisfaction of old Sir Fuck-Fuck's friends that's sitting on the panel of judges that are going to decide. Excuse me. But I mean, but look at the propaganda. This is how they're starting. It's that, you know, the think tanks, there was always, we need to have a conversation about this. These are sneakier bastards. See, in this, when this was, since the tragic shooting in El Paso, Texas, in which a deranged gunman murdered 22 people inside a Walmart, law enforcement have been making dozens of arrests. The arrests consist of people who have been threatening to carry out mass killings. One person, however, recently threatened to carry out a mass shooting twice and has yet to be arrested. His occupation is a police officer. So this plays right into the people. Damn right, those goddamn cops are, you know, they're immune from what the rest of us. How come they're not enacting the red flag laws? They can't. Because the red flag laws can't exist. They are unlawful. Completely, 110% in violation of the law. They are a crime. Detective Steve Bergen was taken to a fellow, talking to a fellow police officer last month when he made the threat, claiming there would be an, quote, active shooter situation at Tarpon Springs Police Department headquarters if he didn't get the promotion he wanted, according to the agency. And then they're really getting them in there. Yeah, them cops, they can do it. But they come after us. They come after us with the red flag. No. They ain't coming after us with red flag laws because red flag laws are easy fucking legal, and we're going to enforce the goddamn law on them. It was not perceived as a joke. Oh, see, promotion he wanted. It was not perceived as a joke by fellow cop. By fellow cop, that's what it says. I think that should have been cops. And, in fact, he was immediately worried about Bergen's comments. The detective said it was something that made the hairs on the back of his neck stand up, said Tarpon Springs Police Major Jeffrey Young. And now they're getting you into the deeper into it. You've already accepted that, and you're already pissed off because, man, they're not doing to the cops what they're doing to us with these red flag laws. You know the red flag laws. The red flag laws, this is how you entrench and institutionalize a fucking crime. Bergen would later email Tarpon Springs Police Chief Robert Colchin and tell him that he was joking. However, his fellow cops did not buy it. So there's your trial. You see, it's okay for them not to buy it. It's just like in your world. We've already established that it's all going on. And, well, I don't have to buy it. You don't have to buy it. And those cops didn't have to buy it. It's fucking unlawful. You can't do it. You're committing a crime. Just even talking about having a confiscation law in this country for the guns is a fucking act of treason that you get the fucking rope for. As the Tampa Bay Times reports, Young said, law enforcement cannot ask the public to watch out for red flag signs of potentially dangerous behavior and ignore such signs under its own roof. GSED, are you seeing it? Are you fucking seeing it? I'll say it again. Where were we here? Okay. Young said law enforcement cannot ask the public to watch out for red flags, signs of potential danger, dangerous behavior, and ignore such a sign under its own roof. So now we're established that this is all okay. It's only that the cops aren't obeying it too. No, it's not okay. It's not okay under any circumstances. It is a violation of the fucking law at the highest level. You can violate the law. The level that gets a rope put around your neck.
You know, they're talking about giving arrest authority to... I think I saw it on your site, Henry, a couple days ago. I mean, what? They're talking about giving firemen, paramedics, emergency response authority to make arrests.
Oh, yeah. And you will see it right down to the postman before this is over. This is communism 101. That's how they do things. That's why they've... Why would you arm the weather service? Think about it. Because everyone who is an agent of this fucking government, well, when the shit hits the fan, it's going to be expected to fucking have a gun to shoot you with as they try to take your guns away to defend yourself. Don't you see? Oh, yeah. I read a little bit of the article. I know what you're talking about. And they're going out and they're making arrests. And, well, Actually, anybody in their private capacity can make a fucking arrest, but these fiduciary motherfuckers have no authority to make arrests except within the fiduciary.
Well, if they're going to go down that road, then they're getting real goddamn close to common. I mean, you know, what the hell is that their version of common law? I mean, if they're going to do that, then fuck you. You know, I'll carry two goddamn six guns tomorrow on each fucking hip, and I'll blow away the first, you know, don't even, if you want to go down that road, that's a pretty slippery fucking slope, man. Very slippery.
Well, yeah, but it's to be expected. You see, they are scared shitless. Make no mistake about it.
Henry?
Yes?
I'll tell you about a slippery slope. A month ago, I was arrested for a fourth class, which is low as you can get. It was a gnat's ass over the legal limit, DUI. And I didn't have a lawyer. I couldn't. I defended myself. I filled out a form. They said, you have too much assets because you have to pay for a public defender in this state. You don't get one, you have to pay, and then you have to qualify. Well, I didn't. They said, you got too much money, which is a joke. So anyways, I defended myself. They were going to give me 6 months in a can. They ended up, I got 1 year probation and supervision. Here's the rub. Conditions of my probation, they have the right to come into my house in the next year anytime they want. Not that they will, because the county's so overburdened and there's only probably one or two probation officers, but still, they have the right to come anytime unannounced into my home, search my home to make sure I don't have firearms, make sure I don't have alcohol. I am not allowed to drink, purchase, possess, or consume alcohol in the next year. And I got to go once a month to the PO, blow in a tube. They can come out here whenever they want and say, hey, Mikey, come up to the fence and blow in a tube. We want to see if you're drunk. And, yeah, so that's what I'm dealing with. That's not something, a story you're reading about in the paper. It's what I'm dealing with in the real world right now. And I have absolutely no rights, apparently, outside the gate of my property or inside the gate.
Well, absolutely not, but you got to understand that's how it is across this goddamn country.
Because this is the counties out here are what you talk about every day. They are municipal corporations.
Yes, they are.
Acting under color of law.
They absolutely are. And how much is all of this going to cost you in fees for your probation fees and
I'm not even done. I just got started. $710 for fees and fines. If I'm considering not even driving anymore, just to fuck them. Because out here they have a bus service, $12. You could go all the way to town, which is like 30 miles, and back. Take you to grocery store, take you to doctor, whatever, your PO appointment, for like $12. And they want $680 to reinstate my license. Then I got to get a new license. And and my guess is, and then I got to take a DNA test next week if he requires it. That's shit they do for rapists and terrorists. A DNA test, and then I got to... Okay, blowing holes, of course. Then I got to watch the movie of the family with the 9 kids. They got killed, you know, by a drunk driver and all this shit. And and then I got to pay for that.
And each
they make you, in the corporation, you got to pay for everything.
There you go.
I got to pay for to see the PO to do all these tests. And I wouldn't doubt, I don't know, but I would not doubt that every goddamn month that I go to the fucking PO that I got to pay them to see them.
You bet you do. And that's what it's really all about. Because they don't give a shit if anybody lives or dies.
Because I can't afford SR-22 license, or, severe risk auto insurance. So I just cancel my insurance.
Yep, that's another part of it. I mean, it's all about money, though. That's the whole goddamn point. I sit and I listen to the chief of fucking police.
The equation, and they wouldn't even arrested me.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. And then you gotta love this. The food dad would, that was a crime. I cooked my own food. That stuff I wouldn't give to my dog. The potatoes, I swear to God, They had a smell. I wouldn't eat them. They had a smell like they put cleaning solvent of some type in them. And I had to pay to get booked in, fingerprinted. I had to pay for that.
Yeah.
God damn, I never heard of such a thing.
They charge more than the Hilton. Yeah, this is what it's. This is all. But this, you're not. It's not just where you're at. This is it across the country, man. This is the international corporate fucking mafia.
I mean, it's just my anxiety is just like fucking through the roof these days. You never know when half a dozen of them are going to come rolling up the fucking road.
Yeah, well, that's America until we fix it, brother. That's I mean.
If I hear shoot the dog, then I know what time it really is.
Yep.
You know, shoot the dog because they can't get in the gate because the dog's there. We'll just shoot the dog and we'll kick the door down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen a thousand incidents just like you're talking about. You're endangered. You just got yourself endangered is what you did for driving down the road. Exactly correct. And who was the victim? Oh. Who did you hurt?
Myself, apparently.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, this is what's at the roots of it.
She didn't like the way I was driving the cop. I mean, she came out, and I'd never even seen her. She came, as soon as I turned a corner, I looked in a rearview mirror, and there she was. I'm like, where the hell did she come from? And had the lights on, and I pulled over, and, man.
Yep. That's it.
My license got suspended for 90 days. They didn't even count the whole month that my license has been suspended. Before I went to court, I had to find a ride to go to court. So actually, it ain't 90 days. It's 120. And, yeah.
Well, the thing is, brother, that's where the rubber meets the road. And that's why the people across the city, everybody's getting the same shit you're getting, dude. That's what you got to understand. While they're think about the young people.
It's not personal. They fuck everyone.
Oh yes, you goddamn right they do, and that's why the people.
It ain't nothing against you, Mikey. We fuck everyone.
You betcha.
That's right.
But like I said, the people that are working and sleeping and eating and sleeping and working, and then they get hit. They're getting when they do get hit with something like this. I mean, you're barely making it by just eating and sleeping and working and stuff. And then they come in and they endanger you as a slave for a year. You're going to pay this much every fucking month. You're going to fucking be here. You're going to be there. You're a fucking indentured fucking slave. And without due process of the law. Because there was no due process of the law. Because that bitch never had the fucking authority to pull you over. There was no complaint against you. And you weren't bothering nobody. You were just going down the goddamn road.
She didn't like the way I was driving, so that's why I got pulled over. Then it's like, come here, sit in my car.
Mm-hmm. Mike, she was just trying to meet her quota.
Yep.
She was just meeting her quota that night.
You goddamn right. That's exactly what it was. And that's what it's come down. That wasn't a cop. That was Blackwater USA. And this is part of the subjugation. I know people that, you know, have had like that have went to prison and come out and for four fucking years. I mean, they got you. It's almost impossible to stay out of going back to prison because you're working two or three jobs just to pay the dirty son of a bitch and corporations that have set themselves up around this scam, this unlawful corporate fucking scam. I listened to when the law many 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 years ago when I was like 18 years old. I listened to the chief of police and the head of the drug thing set up the whole thing here in Klamath County. And the guy who was the head of the drug thing, he said, well, how are we going to make them? You know, they want to build all these corporations. You know, these you come in and, like you said, you watch the film of the nine kids killed in the car or what might happen. And the goddamn child molesting shit, you know. Yeah, the counselors you go to for the child molesting shit, they were setting it all. And the chief police says, well, the courts will just force them to go and force them to pay you in your private corporation that nobody had no need for yesterday that you want to bring in here because you want to just fucking rob the people. There's no complaint in.
Hey, Henry.
Yes.
And, you know, and I understand where he's going, too. You know, it even goes as far as freaking death, I mean, my stepmother just passed away, and we're going through, of course, the probate, the will, and there's a bit of bias going on with the executor, and I called the attorney, and he's like, well, you know, if I speak to everybody, it's going to cost, he's charging $350 an hour.
Yipper.
The money, which would, pardon?
Yipper, that's why they call them parasites.
Aren't they? I am telling you, it was the most disgusting thing. I thought, you SOBs. I mean, you're even going to take a dead woman's money from her freaking beneficiaries just so you can keep banking a dime off this. I just, so, I mean, it's like piss on it. I sure in the hell ain't going to give him $350, so I ain't calling him.
Is this Katie?
No, it's Misty.
Misty, hi, Misty. I'm sorry for your loss, because I know what you're going through. I just lost my wife just a little over a year ago, and I spent a whole year with what you're just now going through. Good luck. honest to God. And things didn't end with my wife's passing. It was like that's when everything began. I have been through so much in the last year. I mean, I had my wood shop, for instance, burned out. I had 95% of my power tools and tools were in there. 30 years were in other tools. I mean, I can't even tell you how much money I lost that was in there. And I wasn't insured. And how do you insure burned up tools? They say, well, we don't know what it was worth. So they ain't going to give you nothing, the insurance company. And then this, you know, this thing happened here. It's just one thing after the other, and it's
designed to wear you down is what it is. And these, see, you guys got to understand, every year you have a new crop of fucking parasites come out of the fucking law schools, and they're all masons.
I'm a lawyer. I still owe them $750.
There you go, and they're all masons, and they're all guaranteed. I mean, it's like the family courts, unlawful courts. You're going into unlawful courts and you're being endangered to fucking work for a fucking parasite. So you can.
And how do you like this? My lawyer, he's the county attorney over in the other county.
No.
The lawyer.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And this lawyer that is running the probate lawyer, he is the judge.
No.
The sitting judge in Millington, Tennessee.
Oh, for God.
Hey, well,
they are scam artists. It's such a big scam, and it's time for...
It's theft.
It's got to change.
It has to. But when I tell you people that the younger people, they talk about the younger people, they're fucking ready. They're running. I mean, they've done everything right, you know, go through school and shit, and, you know, hit something like this. Maybe they may drink a beer and a half, like he said, maybe one point over. And fucking find themselves indentured to the state while they're working middle class fucking jobs that should make plenty of money, and they you know, some of them have to, you know, lose their fucking place to live for a fucking year and live in their car so they can hand everything that they fucking make over to these fucking parasites, these criminals that are they're the fucking criminals, and they fucking know it. Anyways, guys, we'll get back into this as soon as we get back.
Speak the rhythm.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:42 Pacific Time, and that was Born on the Bayou by Creedence Clearwater we listened to there. And before we were going to the break, we were talking about the parasites. They're getting misty. But see, this is what I mean when I'm talking about, I could sit down with either one of you and explain and write it out that, you know, why this is a completely unlawful, where they have broken the law in every instance in what they've done to you. But you can't, and it's like teaching the Bill of Rights, but the Bill of Rights is there. And you can understand the basics that the fact is that under the 14th Amendment, what they're doing to you, they're doing to you as a subject, and you're not a subject. You are a free person, and there's no, you've victimized no one. And see, if like in Misty's case, if her mom, you know, her estate belonged to her, all she had to do was write out a common law will. But see, that's why they got rid of the common law courts. That was the first move they made when they went to take when they started the corporate takeover. They had to remove the common law courts, because in a common law court, there would have been, I mean, the first place it had to be a sheriff, like in Mike's case, I couldn't even stop him. He's going down the goddamn road. He ain't bothering nobody. I mean, they couldn't even stop him. In Misty's case, her mom would have written out her will, and two witnesses would have signed it, and she would have just took the property, and she took title to the property through that will. And if there was anybody to contest it, they would have had to contest it in the common law court. They would have had to go file their affidavits and contest that this isn't correct. But it would have been correct, because it would have been written by people who understood who they are and what belongs to them, doesn't belong to the state. The state always becomes the third party. It's like in a marriage. There's the man and the woman, and then the state. And then the man and the woman, you know, like what they call these family courts, the most unlawful courts that ever, I mean, they're laughable. But you have the man and the woman. A man and a woman wants to get married. I mean, before 1869, before the 501c3 churches, before the church joined with the state, as they had been all along, let's get real. But you would have went to your church, and you would have told the preacher, "We want to get married." The church was the community. It was the people, the covenant of the church, your friends, your neighbors. And the preacher would have set you down, and he would have had to talk with you, and told you about your responsibilities the covenant you were forming or whatever. And you would have just went and got married, and they would have written it into the church records, and that was it. No state involved, no third party involved. And then if there was a conflict, the first thing you do, because you believe in marriage and you wanted it to be sacramented by consecrated by your God, then the first thing, I mean, then the preacher would have told you this too when you were talking to him, that you have a problem, you come to the church, you come to the covenant, you come to us, and we're going to help you. We want because this is a This is a life arrangement you're making here. You're going to have children, and you're going to want them raised right. You're going to want them raised in our church, in our covenant, and part of our community. And if things just couldn't work out, I mean, the church had their own rules. You could divorce, and some churches would, if the divorce was not reasonable to the church, they could excommunicate you from the church, but that was the end of what any other authority in your life could be. But when they went 501c3, so you have the third party. And usually when somebody gets into today's society, under the the United States Corporation, when people have a conflict, a man and a woman, there's usually children involved. And then who's going to decide who gets what and who gets the children, who's going to pay who, if somebody's going to pay somebody or what might have you? Well, it's that third party, because that third party, all it has to do is take a side, and you have a corporation, because you're forming a corporate contract is what you're doing. And that second party is, because they were pushing the power of women, because the whole idea has always been to get the warrior out of the men in this country so that they could take the son of a bitch over. So, of course, they're going to go with the woman. The woman's going to get everything she wants. And the man, he's going to pay child support, and he's going to pay for her sorry ass for the rest of her fucking life. And the parasitic lawyers, I mean, you're going to have a parasitic lawyer, because you got to go in there, somebody to represent you in their courts that are not common law courts where you represent yourself. These are professional courts. They're made for making money. They're corporate courts. And then all along the way, the dad, he's going to be wanting more visitation, or he's going to be wanting custody of the children, and he's going to keep the conflict going. That's what it's all about with these people. Keep the conflict going. And then you go pay another $1,000 and you go to court and maybe you get two more days with the kids. And then she comes up with something on you and then it's, you got to pay another $1,000. This is how these fucking parasites live. They live off the misery of other people. And that's how this system is across this country. That's what I tell you. Everybody might not understand the Bill of Rights, like as to the degree that some of the people on this that are listening to this, and I understand it, to where you could actually write it out, like the affidavits that I wrote for the mandamus. But they do understand that they are being fucking. They're not free. There is no freedom in it. They are being worked like animals for fucking a room and board, and anything. I mean, these phony fucking laws, like the alcohol laws. You know, they put up a 1 point, like a 0.8 or something, and you're considered drunk. Well, see, that ain't how it was in the day. Now, you could get stopped by the sheriff, but this all of this would have been before the 1869. So it couldn't have never been, really. I don't know today because we've never seen it. Reckless driving. If you're swerving all over the road and you're causing a danger, and to keep the peace, because it would surely break the peace if you ran into another car full of people and killed them because you were wasted, drunk, and behind the wheel. Well, then the sheriff could pull you over for reckless driving, and that's what you got charged with: reckless driving. And you did it enough time or you ran somebody off the road, that person you run off the road would take you in and say, well, this guy, you know, he's been arrested for reckless driving for, you know, like 10 fucking times. I want this court to take his goddamn car away from him and tell him he can't drive no more because he's
Henry,
a drunk. Yeah, go ahead.
The thing is, though, I've been here, 18 years now. I've never been pinched for anything.
Doesn't
this
matter.
The first time I've ever been pinched, and this was the lowest level I was at, 0.9, 0.08 is legal, 0.09 they can cite you and then run you through the ringer.
Yeah, 0.09, that's a beer and a half. That's a beer and a half. See, go ahead, brother.
When I was 16 years old, Mike, I used to get pulled over all the time. I was usually drinking. The cop would say, don't do it again. The cops back then were cool, man. They let you, I mean, if you were drinking one or two beers, you'd
think. Yeah, you're talking to the bitch. Yeah, that's how it was.
They didn't give a shit. Now all of a sudden, you see Joe Biden.
How it is.
Now we got Joe Biden drunk talking in on the fucking podium, drunk to millions of people every night. You know, I mean, this is what it's come down to.
Well, see, the thing is, back I told you guys, they finished getting rid of the common law courts back in the 70s. And when I was young, it was the same way. I've been stopped many a times, you know. Oh, you got girls in the car. You got two cases of beer. The cops are standing on the side of the road. The sheriff's department. This is before they got rid of the common law courts, though. Because you could always, there were people that knew the common law. There were still lawyers out there that knew the common law, and you had to pay them. But they could go in there, and they knew that it was all illegal, and that's how they made their money, by knowing it was all illegal. You had to. They were the top ones that you wanted because they get you out of anything. I know a guy that goddamn he wrecked a car drunk and killed another kid that was with him. And then he got busted two more times drinking and driving before his trial. He never went to jail, but it costed like $50,000 to the right lawyer, who was an ex-DA, who knew the whole scam and understood what was going on. But like I said, in the 1970s is when they were getting rid of the last of the common law courts. And before that, like I said, the sheriff, it might pull you over because, man, you're getting a little wild. And the sheriff would pull you over, and they pour your beer out, and they make you follow them to your house. They knock on the door and wake your parents up and say, you keep him home tonight. He's drunk. And that's as far as they could go with it because they know that there is that lawyer in town. And it ain't really, I mean, for something like that, you're talking lawyers that could get you out of murder here. And something like that, it wasn't that big a deal. You're less money. I mean, like, you're already thousands into it. back then, you know, $250, and you were going to be told, you know, you better not get caught again. They gave you bench probation, you know, if it was something really serious, yeah. Like you actually did something. But once now that the common law courts are gone, there's no law, people. That's the problem. There is no fucking law.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got congressmen, you know, that stay drunk all day long in the job, and senators and, ex-presidents and presidents making decisions for America while they're drunk. The people need to stand up and start demanding drug tests for these fucking senators and congressmen that pull this shit, drunk on the job every fucking day, you know. Things have got to change, man.
They don't need to drug test nobody. They can't just drug test anybody. What we need is our common law back. If you haven't harmed anybody, nobody can bother you. I don't care what the fuck you're doing. You're free. You're at liberty to do whatever you goddamn well please, as long as you're not hurting anybody. If you hurt somebody, then the proper papers are filed in the due process under the fourth article. And you receive your due process under the fifth article, and you get your trial by the jury, and you get the goddamn judge isn't appointed by a corporation. The judge is elected by the people, and he's only there to make sure nobody's rights are violated. And the officer of the court is the sheriff. He's the one that serves the papers. And he has no other authority than that, unless he goes into his capacity as a citizen. Because national. Because only we nationals, that's what people don't understand. A lot of people, I mean, that's one of the big things that they got to get through their head, is the government never had the authority to arrest you as a private national. If the fifth article says in times of war, when you're in actual service of the militia, that's another piece of legislation that was written from the 14th Amendment. Ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on. In reality, by the Bill of Rights, that no government fiduciary in their fiduciary capacity can arrest you. I'm Officer Joe Blow signing a complaint against you. Well, Officer Joe Blow, you can be Mr. Joe Blow, and you can fill out the affidavits for the warrant. And if I've done something to you, and you are the victim, or one of your family members is the victim, like one of your children or what might have you, but as Officer Joe Blow, you are using the color of law to do what you cannot do, and that is arrest, because the fiduciary has no authority to arrest the free national. The fiduciary, and that's the lowest form of the fiduciary, would it be the sheriff, but that is the sheriff that you elected, and you can arrest him too. You can arrest him, and you go to the court and fill out the goddamn paperwork. You can arrest the goddamn judge. Nobody is special. But with the government, when we set up that federal government, it's under a different contract. They do not have authority over us. They've never had authority over us. But that 14th Amendment was written in violation of the law. Everything they've done since has been in violation of the law. They have committed crimes. The lawyer that's milking Misty or her family over there, he's in violation of the law. He has no authority. Hey. Go ahead.
Their laws, they don't abide by them themselves. F you. I mean, if you're going to make us do it, then you do it.
No. They're not going to make laws. You can't go that route, Mark.
I want Nancy Pelosi to take a fucking drug test right now.
Well, even if she doesn't, if she doesn't pass it, what are you going to do?
She's going to fucking 86 the bitch. Get rid of her.
Well, you can't.
Well, the bottom line is they're violating our rights.
Yeah, forget about all of that legislated. That's right, Misty. Forget about all that legislated bullshit. It's not for us people. The only power they had to legislate was how they were going to use that tiny little bit of power that we granted them to protect our rights and to protect our country in times of war. That's all the authority they ever had.
And you know, Henry, we had this episode roll through here in Kansas, I don't know, a couple months back, and they had posted, it was our county and other counties, and they were just going to do, like, basically stops. And I thought it was really ironic. I don't know if I told you this, I might have. But anyways, in the post that the police had made notifying the people that they were going to be doing this, it said, and for those people who believe in no victim, no crime, you're wrong.
Well, the Bill of Rights says that I'm right. And you are a criminal.
I know.
The son of a bitch that said it to you is a criminal and can't even exist in this country. He is in violation of the 9th article of the Bill of Rights, which says that there can be no authority that can take away those rights. And under those rights, there has to be a fucking victim. You have to, that's a part of the, see, that's what they're trying to get rid of in this country, is the procedural due process, the red flag laws, all of this shit they're doing, the confiscation laws, you know, just take your fucking property, no charge, no nothing. That's what they had in England. That's what the people left England for, to come into a goddamn wilderness to get out of the nightmare that was England. But the bottom line is, if there is no victim, that's why they're pushing it, because the people, it's getting out there. The people are understanding. I've harmed no one,
right.
And you think you can do this? Who? They don't even, if the people just understood their authority and who they are. I'm the authority, you son of a bitch, and you can't even exist. You're a private corporation. It's like somebody in a Walmart truck pulling you over and telling you and writing out a bill of lading to you and telling you you got to pay it. You have no fucking authority. You can have no authority, because that would deny me my procedural due process guaranteed under the 5th article of my Bill of Rights, which cannot ever be changed and has never been changed because of the 9th article, which says no authority can ever exist to change it. That is ratified law. What they're doing is corporate policy. All this fucking legislation, these, what do they call them here, ORS, Oregon Revised Statutes, and all of these goddamn, they write these acts. They write an act like the Volstead Act. The Volstead Act was fucking illegal. You can't just blanketly tell people that they can't fucking drink. You have no such authority over we the people. The only way we can be stopped, the only way anybody can take any control inside our private lives is through that common law court and through the procedural due process described in the Bill of Rights. That is the only fucking way. That's what the Bill of Rights says. The Bill of Rights is the ratified supreme law of this land. It is the authority of the people. And until the people wake up and, well, they understand it. Like I said, that's why they're fucking backing and they're trying these, they brought these new people in to try these new fucking techniques and shit to try to, because, you know, they're saying, and then the people have to turn their guns in and everybody's saying, fuck you, come get it, motherfucker. I'll give you the business end of that son of a bitch. And that's an American talking, because an American, you cannot take my fucking gun. You are violating my rights in existing. You are a part of a criminal cabal that can every one of you be hanged for sedition and treason simply by your fucking existence. You cannot exist. You are existing in violation of the law. You're criminals. Every goddamn one of you. That being said, we've made it to the top of the hour. We didn't quite get into the articles as much, but every once in a while you got to have a little conversation, I suppose. At that being said, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I mean, when you hear people like I said, you think about being a young person and you get out of college and you get a shit, you're not getting what you should be paid for getting out of college for the fucking money you've put into it. You're working your fucking ass off just so you can have a place to live and food to eat and sleep. And then they hit you with something. You think that people aren't pissed out there. You're wrong. They may not understand it, but they fucking want to kill those dirty cocksuckers that are fucking inflicting the tyranny on them. Anybody can tell what tyranny is. Tyranny
is
when...
Spread the word, man.
Huh?
Spread the word.
That's it,
tell
brother.
Tell all your friends, bring the Bill of Rights, bring the Bill of Rights back. You know, spread the word, everybody.
That's it, brother, and that is the word from the trenches.